Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Tough Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Tuesday, February 22nd. The grains closed very strong here today. March corn up 20 and a half cents, 674 and three quarters, new contract high and high close. March wheat up 47 and a quarter cents at 844 and a quarter. March beans up 33 and a half at 1635. And the beans, that's a new contract high and high close. Meal was up 510 at 450.80, and the oil up 258 at 70.15. That's a new contract high and high close in the oil as well. So only the wheat, even though it was up 47 cents, did make a new contract high here over high close. Obviously, the market's reacting to the invasion of Russia into the two provinces of Ukraine. The president came out about 1:30 and said that he's going to put sanctions on a couple of Russian banks, on their sovereign debt, and the elites and the oligarchs in Russia. Now, there's still a lot more he can do, but the stock market seemed to think that was a pretty good start. They've rallied the stock market 350 points off the lows out here on the Dow. So the market, I guess, liked what he had to say, at least for the time being. But the market shook off the weather in Argentina and Brazil. We now have to look forward to what tomorrow's going to bring in terms of, is it going to be a turnaround Tuesday and Wednesday? Is it going to be more of the same with new contract highs, possibly in the wheat, and continued highs in corn and beans? We'll have to wait and see. When we look at new crop beans out here at 1477, and we've got new crop corn out here at 605, you know, how much higher is it going to go with, you know, farmers going to be planting fence post, you know, we'll have to see. We'll get an inkling of the acreage on the Ag Forum Thursday and Friday. We're going to be over 180 million acres combined with corn and beans. Can we go to 182? Can we go to 183? Wouldn't seem likely, but I suppose it's possible. The crude oil in the April contract finished about $3 off its highs from overnight, but not quite as strong as you might think out here. Is this the knee-jerk reaction? I thought the knee-jerk would be the higher opening and then settle it off. We opened higher in the first couple of minutes. We broke a little bit and then came storming back. So certainly, people weren't too scared of the higher prices, and the funds, you know, really came in, you know, very, very strong here today. Again, can we make contract highs by the end of the month on the last Friday of the month? That's certainly possible out here. But we'll see how the stock market finishes up. If it finishes up with a loss of less than 300 points, I'd say the market is thinking that maybe the sanctions that Biden announced today will be enough to put the brakes on Putin. If it closes on its lows down about 650 or 700, then I think the market's telling us that it's not going to be enough to stop Putin. And if we're not enough to stop Putin, then I think grain prices continue to move higher. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.